Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is one of my Real Country Interviews with the, I'd call you a superstar of Australian country, Becky Cole. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's very nice. I don't look like a superstar, I tell you. I'm so glad that we're not on one of your camera things. Lord.
Well, you know what? That's good too, because I'm actually in my pajamas.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
but that's all right.
I actually call mine my Kmart Alexanders.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
I'm classy like that. Now, what an amazing time it is to be Becky Cole, I reckon. Because
I don't get much of a choice, but yeah, no. Keep going.
Because you've signed to a new label, which is so exciting for you. A whole heap of new opportunities and this great new energy, I feel, has been has just gone through everything because of it. And you're touring and you've got a whole heap of stuff happening. It really is such a vibrant time for you.
Yeah, look, it is. And I'm a very lucky girl, you know, to get to still do this. And I think, you know, it's testament to the loyalty of the fan base for our genre in this country. You know, you get this capacity for longevity if you're good to them. And if you honour them and, you know, make it about them. And I think, you know, if you keep bringing them good music and if you're honest with them, which obviously I've been more honest of late than I ever was, and I think that's all the country music fans are after. They want somebody very real, and they want somebody that, you know, is willing to it would be kind of good at the backyard barbie, you know what I'm saying? When you look at the successful people in country music, people like Troy Cassidaly and Adam Harvey and Brandy and Lee and you know, you can imagine them all at those backyard barbies, can't you?
Well, that, yes, you can, and you know, I don't think they have enough backyard barbecues.
No, there can never be too many, as long as you put a lentil patty on for me, because I don't eat meat. But
so you really are vegetarian as well.
I am. Well, I know, how much more stereotypical can you get?
I know. I was going to say.
It's funny that I had recently. A bloke wrote to me and he said, "Now, Becky, I don't mind it about any of these other private stuff that you've been going on about, but why would you have to tell people that you're vegetarian? I'm a cattle farmer and and you should be eating good Aussie beef." And,
well, you can eat good Aussie lentils.
I can eat good Aussie lentil. I can eat a burger, like a really decent, the biggest lentil burger that you've ever seen.
But
and I know so many people are going, "Ooh, yuck," but anyway, I like it.
But, you know, it's the... you know, lentils and beans, they are really the protein of the future. Vegetable proteins, very, very important. And
but at the same time, support our Aussie farmers, support our cattle farmers, our sheep farmers, our grain farmers, because they do a wonderful job. And if you do eat meat, make sure you eat Australian meat. There you go.
Well,
so I'll please everybody now.
Well, whatever you eat, make sure it's Australian, because local produce really does make a difference. And if you can get local organic produce, that's even better again.
That's right. So I'll make sure I eat a local lentil.
So when was this change to vegetarianism? Because you're vegetarian, not vegan, yeah?
I'm not vegan, no. I love my eggs and my cheese too much.
Okay.
As long as it's, you know, as long as it hasn't got any animal rennet in it, then I'm laughing. But I've been a couple of years now, and it's just, you know, it was a health decision and something that my father did a number of years ago after a bout of cancer that he had, and he cut out all red meat and then white meat. And, you know, it's each to their own, and it's just, you know, something that it's a bit of a challenge because, you know, I'm on the road and everything, but I take my own food and all that kind of stuff. And
well,
there you go. That's
the reason I'm talking about it is because I adore cooking, and I think it's fantastic. And one thing that I have noticed is you've got a set of skills to cook with meat to make it taste absolutely amazing, and dishes that you can prepare that just taste fantastic. And then there's a whole different set of skills to make vegetarian meals really come to life. And
you're right.
It's so exciting. And when I talk to people and I go, oh, yeah, let's, you know, I do some vegetarian stuff here and there, they go, oh, not a massive fan. And I go, well, that's because you're using almost meat cooking skills and just ripping meat out and putting veggies in, as opposed to cooking vegetarian, because I reckon there's a place for both.
And I totally agree with you. And it's like the difference between having the one vegetarian dish on the menu or actually going to a vegetarian restaurant. And it's it can be a taste sensation. I've taken meat-eating friends to certain vegetarian restaurants where they haven't even noticed that they're not eating meat, or they're thinking, wow, what a new wonderful taste, and they're eating all this, you know, lovely sort of stuff.
Yeah, and if you design the dish from scratch as a vegetarian dish and you use those beautiful herbs and spices, it certainly does... It's the sort of thing you'd definitely go back for. There's quite a few great vegetarian restaurants that I've been to, and you don't miss it. You don't even notice it when it's cooked properly.
No, that's right, and it's good for you. So that's but you know, having said that, I still like a wine every now and then, so I'm not completely without my vices. So there you go.
No. It's, you know, there's nothing wrong with a bit of wine and cheese.
Definitely.
Now, let's talk about your album that's out, and it's jam-packed with a whole heap of big hits. How did you come up with the name?
Becky's Big Hits? Well, I just thought it was funny. It made me giggle. And if you see the cheeky shot of me on the front cover, I suppose it looks like I'm giggling there as well. But I think most of the songs on the record were released as singles at one point, but not all of them. And it was my son's idea. He said, "Mum, why don't you?" He said, "You could actually put out an album of I think I had 13 or 14 number ones on a country chart." He said, "You could actually put out all number ones." And then I looked at the ones that went to number one. I thought, "Yes, I don't like all of those." So, so I looked at the ones that were popular, and I looked at the ones that perhaps weren't released as singles, but that people really like Girls Out Here and Lazy mm-hmm. Bones, and in the case of the Clown Song, which is a ballad that I put on there from I think I wrote it about 10 years ago. When I listened to it for the first time in probably a decade recently. When I put it on the album, I thought, I've really got to put this on there, because I wrote that from the deep, dark depths of my closet, you know, and listening to it now, it just makes me go, wow, I've come such a long way. And it's a bit of a freedom ring kind of a situation when I look back at that song. And I've really been enjoying doing it. We put it in the show now, and I've been enjoying doing it and telling the story and just sort of taking everybody back 10 years and sort of saying, this is where I've come from.
And I think that's one of the things, we were talking about longevity before, and one of the great things about your music is it's so personal. A lot of it is so personal. And the stories behind it, I think, really are what make it real. And
thank you. Yeah, I think that's country music, though. I think that's what the successful people in country music do, you know. And I think now that obviously I've revealed a little bit more about my personal life, and I think that you can go back and listen to my songs, and there's a few more pieces to the puzzle that get filled. And I kind of like that about who we are as artists too. We're sort of touchable. You can sort of, you know, I think any artist that comes along that tries to be bigger or better than the audience and tries to sort of sing down to them, I don't think that's ever going to work. You've got to be one of them. You've got to have a drink with them, and you've got to sing from a really honest and down-to-earth point of view.
And I'd even go so far as to say that Becky's Big Hits is not only a great collection of Becky Cole songs, but I think it's also a wonderful snapshot of who you are, where you've been, who you are now, and almost a glimpse of where you're going.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably fair to say, because it's you know, I feel very blessed to have been, you know, a recent new signing to a record company, turn 40 and then sign a new deal. That's kind of cool. And you know, I still have a lot of life left in me, and I love touring. I don't know how to do anything else, so I love touring. And these days, I love running my own company, because it's been important to me over the years, you know, with learning a lot and having a lot of different managers. And then I realised that, you know, I like things done a certain way, and you know, I could sit back and complain about the way things are being done, or I could do it myself. And I think that's been the most liberating part of it, is to take the reins myself and to have this little team that work around me and you know, to have formed my own company. And if you'd have told me that, I always knew I wanted to be a singer, but if you told me that I would be the director of my own company when I was a kid, I would have said, yeah, no, I don't know how to do that.
But that's the exciting journey of life, you know. You don't, you do what you need to do to get to where you need to go.
Yeah, and you've got to take control. You've got to be in control. That's what the advice that I give young artists now is that you have to be yourself. You have to find out what it is about you that makes you different from every single other artist, and then hone it, enhance it, and that's the thing. And for me, it was the humour. You know, and it was something that I would always do at backyard sort of parties, but I'd never be funny on stage until Gina Jeffrey said, why aren't you ever that person on stage? And I used to think I had to play it really straight on stage and be sort of, you know, country cabaret. And then I realised that once I harnessed my humour and put that into the show, that's the thing that made me different from everyone else, and that's the thing that has made me Becky Cole.
Totally agree. Once you find your thing and your sound, I think you're set. And thankfully, you discovered that a little while ago now, because you're still quite young. And
bless your heart.
And I definitely think that everyone should get their hands on a copy of Becky's Big Hits. You can download it on iTunes, get it from your favourite record store, or find the links on realcountrymix.com. It is a great album. Now, as always,
I would love people to get their hands on my Big Hits. I really would. It should be out very, very soon.
Now, what song is your favourite on the album? Because I couldn't pick one. There were so many. I just wanted to hit play and walk away.
Well, interestingly, you know, I love the song with my mum, and I love the song with Casey, obviously, because they're two people that I just, you know, two of my favourite people in the world. But, you know, for all the reasons that I spoke about before, the clown song at the moment is a little bit of an old favourite come to light with, I guess, recent revelations. So, you know, I'm really enjoying doing the clown song, because a lot of those other songs I've been doing for years anyway, and they deserve their spot on the Big Hits record. But it's lovely to have brought the clown song back and shed a light on it, I think.
And for that reason and many, many more, thank you very much, Becky Cole, and this is The Clown Song from Becky's Big Hits.
They call me the clown. I can juggle while I'm spinning round. Take all the dark clouds away with a well-rehearsed display. The spotlight's on me, and everybody wants the clown to be the one who laughs at the world. They think I'm their funny girl with a painted-on smile and laughter like a shield. When it hurts the most, I make a joke to hide the way I feel. Nobody wants you when you're down. But everyone loves a clown. Balance between the truth and what lies hidden up my sleeve. And when it all gets too hard, I just play the Joker card. Another curtain call, another routine where I did it all. Every trick and surprise to keep my thin disguise. painted on smile and laughter like a shield. When it hurts the most, I make a joke to hide the way I feel. Nobody wants you when you're down. But everyone loves a clown. Did you hear the one about the girl who hid inside her circus world? Now she wonders what it's all for. It's not funny anymore. A painted on smile and laughter like a shield. When it hurts the most, I make a joke to hide the way I feel. Nobody wants you when you're down. But everyone loves a clown. Everyone loves a clown.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.